Up WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu cites a last-minute crisis with Hamas for delaying a cabinet vote on a Gaza ceasefire agreement. Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Feiner tells CBS.
We are going to be working day in, day out to make sure this gets implemented on time, and that's what we expect.
A new study shows more Americans are surviving cancer, but there's a caveat. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
The American Cancer Society warns that progress is now under threat, with cancer cases growing among women and younger adults.
Crews battling the devastating wildfires in and around Los Angeles will get a break today when the Santa Ana winds die down. Correspondent Tom Hansen.
For the immediate future, you know, that's going to give firefighters the upper hand, but the reprieve is going to be short-lived.
Strong winds are expected to pick up again on Monday. The death toll from the fires remains at 25. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new outreach campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. According to a press release, DHS officials say about 9,300 people under 18 in Wisconsin will try cigarettes for the first time each year, half of whom will start with menthol cigarettes. Officials are also warning about targeted marketing of the products in communities of color, leading to higher rates of smoking prevalence. The DHS is running a digital marketing campaign to expand public awareness. Wisconsin's frozen road law will be in place for all highways in the state beginning Thursday. According to the Department of Transportation, the frozen road law allows trucks to carry heavier loads for things like logs, salt, and sand during the winter months. The law was already in place in the northern portion of the state, but DOT officials monitor road conditions in the southern regions to ensure the roads are frozen enough to handle the increased weights. The DOT website also features an interactive map covering seasonal weight restrictions. The city of Menominee has responded to accusations that one of their officers was involved in transporting an unhoused individual to Eau Claire, potentially against their will. According to a press release, the incident referenced by Eau Claire officials in their letter to Attorney General Call was not an accurate representation of their involvement. They say the unhoused individual was transient, and the involved officer believed he was willing to be taken to the Sojourner House in Eau Claire and verified that the shelter would accept him that night. The city of Eau Claire is asking residents to participate in a sidewalk repair project in 2026. Officials are asking residents to report unsafe sidewalks that are in need of repair around the area. Sidewalks that are uneven or have gaps that could cause a pedestrian to trip and fall can be reported to the city engineering office online or over the phone. After receiving the submissions, city officials will begin evaluating which sidewalks should be fixed in 2026. The city is currently planning to conduct 75 repair projects in 2025. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home against the Orlando Magic. Milwaukee with another hot start, scoring 19 points in the first quarter, on the way to a 122-93 win over the Magic. The Bucks have now won four of their last five. Damian Lillard led with 30 points.
Just over this last five or six games, I think we've definitely been putting the type of efforts together that we need to, regardless if it's home or on the road. You know, we're starting to feel what it's like when we do what we're supposed to do.
The Bucks host the Raptors tomorrow night at 7. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur will have to hire a new quarterback's coach. At age 71, Tom Clements has decided to retire after 14 seasons overall in Green Bay.
Man, it's been a cool ride with him for the last 3 years. He's incredibly consistent. What a great man, great mind. Obviously, he's had the opportunity to coach some of the best. I mean, when you talk about Favre, Rodgers, and then the development of Jordan Love. I mean, that's pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. I think we'll see a little sunshine by later this afternoon with a high in the low 30s today. It will be less windy this afternoon, too. 23 tonight, tomorrow, cloudy in the mid to upper 30s. And then, hang on, it is going to get brutally cold later this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will discuss the status of the president-elect's nominees. Plus, is anyone besides Michelle Obama skipping the inauguration? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. We got to enjoy this little warm-up for the 2 days it's going to last.
Man, 25 degrees really seems warm, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And tomorrow we could get to 40.
Yeah, man. It's just, it's amazing how, the reality of sub-zero weather makes 25 degrees seem like it's 50. You know, I came out today, I didn't need gloves. Put the big heavy coat away, if only for a day. But I want to say, please help the victims of the devastating fires in California. You will find an easy way to donate to Convoy of Hope at our website, civicmedia.us, and thank you. I got a very special show lined up for you today. I often tell people, I'm 70 years old. And so I've lived a very, at a time, where as a young boy, I could say that who I am and how I perceive our nation was shaped at a very young age, 10 years old, 10 years old, because I lived during the civil rights struggles of the 60s, very, very much aware of things that probably I wouldn't have been aware of had it not been the time that I was born in and all of the things around me that impacted my life, even to this day. And so yesterday would have been Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's 96th birthday. I know, many people may not know that, and it may not, matter. But I have to say to you that very few people, and all the people that have ever lived, and man, just the sheer throngs of people who have lived on this earth and walked on this earth, there's only a handful of them who will be remembered forever. Only a handful. And in all the people who've done all the great things that have been done, for humanity in this world. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King is one of those who will be remembered in perpetuity. He'll be remembered forever. And I know that, you know, that may not, you know, people may not see that because maybe they didn't get a chance to see him. Maybe they didn't get a chance to hear him. And maybe they didn't get a chance to understand the impact of what he had on a society. And the fact that he was, you know, able to shape and challenge our nation at a time when our nation was really, I mean, just incredibly wrong. And so Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, not by himself, because no man is an island, no man stands alone, but he was the wick to light the candle. He was the wick to start the TNT. And at such a tender, tender age, you know, Dr. King was murdered at the age of 39. And so, again, I'm 70. 31 years ago, I was 39. And where my life has turned and gone in that 31 years from when I was 39 is amazing. I have been given an opportunity to live and drink in life and to weigh it and measure it and understand the complexities of it because I've been given 70. Dr. King lost his life at 39. So I'm saying those things because he was evolving. The Dr. King of I Have a Dream and the Dr. King at 39 who spoke about the three evils of the society in 1967, a speech that we are going to hear in its entirety in a few minutes, was a completely different person. He was evolving. And so that speech, the three evils of the society, many of you have never heard. There's so many different speeches I would say to you. You know, if you enjoyed I Have a Dream, you should Google Dr. King's speeches, and they are monumental, and they dwarf I Have a Dream. But many of those speeches, many will say, basically led to his assassination because he challenged the moral compass of our nation at a time when our nation clearly didn't have one. And so he knew in the face of those things what the outcome eventually was going to be, and that was going to be the loss of his life. So let me do a little, read a couple paragraphs, and then, Calvin, we're going to get into Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's The Three Evils of the Society, and then we'll have some conversation in between. And this music that I'm going to be playing today is all music from that civil rights era. Even Marvin Gaye's, the tune that we play every morning before I go in to the show, it's from that era. That's when these things were occurring. And so the messages that were in the music were very impactful then as they are today. So in the nearly 40 years that the United States has celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it's amazing to me that it's been 40 years. I remember when it first became a national holiday. The national holiday has never coincided with the inauguration of a non-incumbent president. That changes this year. Let me repeat that. In the nearly 40 years that the United States has celebrated Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day, the national holiday has never coincided with the inauguration of a non-incumbent president. So what that says is that Martin Luther King Day falls on the same day of Donald Trump's inauguration. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is celebrated annually on the third Monday in January to make the late activist's birthday, to mark the late activist's birthday. In 2025, the holiday falls on January 20th, the same day typically set aside for Inauguration Day every 4 years. Indeed, January 20th is also when Donald Trump will be sworn in as president. Day nation in 1968, a campaign for a holiday in his honor began. U.S. Representative John Conyers Jr. of Michigan first proposed a bill on April 8, 1968, but the first vote on the legislation didn't happen until 1979. King's widow, Coretta Scott King, led the lobbying effort to drum up public support. 15 years after its introduction, the bill finally became law. In 1983, President Ronald Reagan's signature created Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day of service as a federal holiday, the only national day of service in this nation. Martin Luther King Jr. Day was first celebrated in 1986. The first time all 50 states recognized a holiday was 2000. Had he lived, King would have turned 96 years old. And, you know, as I was, you know, thinking about this yesterday, that he would have turned 96, I could never even envision him being anything other than 39, because that's the way I will always remember him. And always, you know, he'll never turn, he'll never age. He's frozen in the annals of history because his life was taken away at the age of 39. But, you know, we're going to get into some really, and I'll ask you to listen intently to the words of what Dr. King is saying. They're as relevant today as they were in 1968. When he, you know, first gave this speech, The Three Evils of the Society. You're tuned in to, you know, Thursday. Dr. Omar will be returning with us next Thursday from his well-deserved vacation. But up next, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and The Three Evils of the Society on The Earl Ingram Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where the man gone? He feed a lot of people, but it seems a good died young. I turned my head one day and the man was gone. Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday soon. It's gonna be one day. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Ooh, can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. 'Cause I turned around one day and the man was gone.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, we're getting ready to play one of the great speeches of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, The Three Evils of the Society. Calvin, if you'd be so kind.
Friends and brothers in this first gathering of the National Conference on New Politics, ladies and gentlemen, Can you hear me in the back? I don't know if the Klan is in here tonight or not, with all the trouble we're having with these microphones. Seldom, if ever, we're still working with it. As I was about to say, seldom, if ever, has such a diverse and truly ecumenical gathering convened under the aegis of politics in our nation. And I want to commend the leadership of the National Conference on New Politics for all of the great work that they have done in making this significant convention possible. Indeed, by our very nature, we affirm that something new is taking place on the American political horizon. We have come here from the dusty plantations of the Deep South and the depressing ghettos of the North. We have come from the great universities and the flourishing suburbs. We have come from Appalachian poverty and from conscience-stricken wealth. But we have come. And we have come here because we shared a common concern for the moral health of our nation. We have come because our eyes have seen through the superficial glory and glitter of our society and observed the coming of judgment. Like the prophet of old, we have read the handwriting on the wall. We have seen our nation weighed in the balance of history and found wanting. We have come because we see this as a dark hour in the affairs of men. For most of us, this is a new mood. We are traditionally the idealists. We are the marchers from Mississippi and Selma in Washington, who staked our lives on the American dream during the first half of this decade. Many assembled here campaigned deciduously for Lyndon Johnson in 1964 because we could not stand idly by and watch our nation contaminated by the 18th century policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe.
All right, we're going to continue this on the other side. If you're just joining us, this is a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. You know, Dr. King's holiday, is this Monday, and people will be celebrating it, and his birthday would have been 96, was yesterday. So stay with us. We'll continue this Three Evils of the Society on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State Republicans are circulating a bill that would require approval from every local municipality before developers could seek Public Service Commission approval for wind or solar projects. Under the bill, municipalities would need to consider a resolution on a potential project within 90 days after being asked for approval by the developer. If the resolution isn't voted on within that time frame, the Public Service Commission could consider it approved. Supporters of the bill say it will empower local officials and give them a voice in the projects. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking anglers to help curb the spread of invasive species while they're out on the water this winter. According to a press release, aquatic invasive species and fish diseases can be spread when anglers empty the water from their bait buckets or fish containers in different bodies of water, even in harsh winter conditions. Officials are reminding anglers to drain all the water from their buckets at the site where they filled them and remove things like mud or plants from their gear before leaving. As the historic Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls is set to close, Jake and Dick Leinenkugel say they're attempting to buy the facility back. According to a statement released on Wednesday, the brothers attempted to enter into a non-disclosure agreement with Molson Coors to begin discussions about acquiring the brewery. The company rejected that NDA on January 6th, and the brothers say they've attempted to follow up on the possibility but have not received word back. The brewery will close this week, leaving 56 employees out of work. Construction on a new multi-million dollar housing project in Ladysmith is finally finished. Governor Tony Evers and local officials visited the new Lindu School Apartments and Townhomes site on Monday for a ribbon-cutting ceremony. The $13 million project features 40 new housing units, including 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartments in the historic school. The site also features an ADA-accessible playground and a concrete skate park. The project received a number of grants and tax credits to offset construction costs. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. I think we'll see a little sunshine by later this afternoon with a high in the low 30s today. It will be less windy this afternoon, too. 23 tonight, tomorrow, cloudy in the mid to upper 30s. And then hang on, it is going to get brutally cold later this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah, do you think when he's driving, he's going...
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Governor Evers announcing a new Office of Violence Prevention, talking about gun safety. And J.R. Ratcliffe, stalk all things sports in hour number two. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Some people say we got a lot of malice, some say it's a lot of nerve. But I
All right. Welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You know, I'm playing a great speech, for one of the great speeches from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King back in 1967. It's called The Three Evils of the Society. We're going to listen, and then we're going to have some conversation and dialogue after the speech. Calvin, if you please.
Policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe that Southerners could be reconstructed in the constitutional image. We were the dreamers of a dream that dark yesterdays of man's inhumanity to man would soon be transformed into bright tomorrows of justice. Now it is hard to escape the disillusionment of betrayal. Our hopes have been blasted and our dreams have been shattered. The promise of a great society was shipwrecked off the coast of Asia on the dreadful peninsula of Vietnam. The poor black and white, are still perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. What happens to a dream deferred? It leads to bewildering frustration and corroding bitterness. I came to see this in a personal experience here in Chicago last summer. And all the speaking that I have done in the United States before varied audiences, including some hostile whites. The only time that I have ever been booed was one night in our regular weekly mass meeting by some angry young men of our movement. I went home that night with an ugly feeling. Selfishly, I thought of my sufferings and sacrifices over the last 12 years. Why would they boo one so close to them? But as I lay awake thinking, I finally came to myself. And I could not for the life of me have less in patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I and others like me had held out radiant promises of progress. I had preached to them about my dream. I had lectured to them about the not too distant day when they would have freedom all here now. I had urged them to have faith in America and in white society. Their hopes had soared. They were now booing me because they felt that we were unable to deliver on our promises. They were booing because we had urged them to have faith in people who had too often proved to be unfaithful. They were now hostile because they were watching the dream that they had so readily accepted turn into a frustrating nightmare. This situation is all the more ominous in view of the rising expectations of men the world over. The deep rumblings that we hear today.
If you are just joining us, this is a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. It is, Monday is Dr. King's holiday. Yesterday was his 96th birthday. And so I wanted to honor him and play one of his great speeches. And this arguably is one of the greatest three evils of the society in 1967. Calvin, if you please.
That we hear today, the rumbling of discontent, is the thunder of disinherited masses rising from dungeons of oppression to the bright hills of freedom. All over the world, like a fever, freedom is spreading in the widest liberation movement in history. The great masses of people are determined to end the exploitation of their races and lands. And in one majestic chorus, they are singing in the words of our freedom song, "Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around." And so the collision course is set. The people cry for freedom, and the Congress attempts to legislate repression. Millions, yes, billions, are appropriated for mass murder. But the most meager pittance of foreign aid for international development is crushed in the surge of reaction. Unemployment rages at a major depression level in the black ghettos. But the bipartisan response is an anti-riot bill rather than a serious poverty program. The modest proposals for model cities, rent supplement, and rat control, pitiful as they were to begin with, get caught in the maze of congressional inaction. And I submit to you tonight that a Congress that proves to be more anti-Negro than anti-rat needs to be dismissed. It seems that our legislative assemblies have adopted Nero as their patron saint and are bent on fiddling while our cities burn. Even when the people persist and in the face of great obstacles develop indigenous leadership and self-help approaches to their problems, and finally tread the forest of bureaucracy to obtain existing government funds, the corrupt political order seeks to crush even this beginning of hope. The case of CDGM in Mississippi is the most publicized example, but it is a story repeated many times across our nation. Our own experience here in Chicago is especially painfully present. After an enthusiastic approval by HEW's Department of Adult Education, SCLC began an adult literacy project to aid 1,000 young men and women who have been pushed out of overcrowded ghetto schools in obtaining basically literacy skills prerequisite to receiving jobs. We had an agreement with A&P stores for 750 jobs through SCLC's job program, Operation Breadbasket, and had recruited over 500 pupils the first week. At that point, Congressman Kuczynski and the Daily Machine intervened and demanded that Washington cut off our funds or channel them through the machine control poverty program in Chicago. Now we have no problem with administrative supervision, but we do have a desire to be independent of machine control and the Democratic Party patronage network. For this desire for a politically independent approach to the needs of our brothers, our funds are being stopped as of September 15th, and a very meaningful program discontinued. Yes, the hour is dark. Evil comes forth in the guise of good. It is a time of double talk when men in high places have a high blood pressure of deceptive rhetoric and an anemia of concrete performance. We crowd against welfare handouts to the poor, but generously approve an oil depletion allowance to make the rich richer. Six Mississippi plantations receive more than $1 million a year not to plant cotton, but no provision is made to feed the tenant farmer who is put out of work by the government subsidy. Crowning achievement in hypocrisy must go to those staunch Republicans and Democrats of the Midwest and West who were given land by our government when they came here as immigrants from Europe. They were given education through the land-grant colleges. They were provided with agricultural agents to keep them abreast of farming trends. They were granted low-interest loans to aid in the mechanization of their farms. And now that they have succeeded in becoming successful, they are paid not to farm. And these are the same people who now say to black people whose ancestors were brought to this country in chains and who were emancipated in 1863 without being given land to cultivate or bread to eat, that they must pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. What?
If you're just joining us, it's, you know, yesterday was Dr. King's birthday. He would have been 96 years of age. Monday is the Dr. King holiday. And, you know, Dr. King was more than just some person to me. He impacted my life, from the time I was a young boy, 9, 10 years old. And so he lives in me. And so he means a lot to me. And I wanted to, play, this three evils of the society. We're going to talk about, the speech after, we complete it. So hang in there. We're going to continue this conversation, 855-752-4842 on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Our recent reporting explored the massive contributions to Donald Trump's inaugural fund, reportedly reaching $170 million. What are the rules as to how that money is spent? The short answer is, there aren't any. The Federal Election Commission allows private donations to support inaugural activities. This year, that's a parade, a rally, two luncheons, a tea, three dinners, three inaugural balls, and fireworks at Trump's Sterling Golf Club. The FEC requires reporting of donations over $200, but sets no limits or dictates how it's used. Let's say that the Trump inauguration has 12 events and they cost an astronomical $2 million each, a whopping $24 million. That leaves $146 million left. When the inauguration is over, will we know how the leftover money will be used? we won't. While a Trump campaign source told the New York Times some would be used for Trump's presidential library, there are no rules dictating how that money is used. The Inaugural Fund Integrity Act is expected to be reintroduced in Congress in January, which would set a limit of $50,000, require immediate disclosure of contributions over $1,000, and ban corporate and super PAC donations. That's a start, but the legislation still doesn't require disclosure of how that extra money gets spent. Find out more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Yesterday was Dr. King's birthday. Reverend Dr. King's birthday would have been 96 years old. Monday is his holiday. And so I wanted to, play a speech, one of his great speeches, The Three Evils of the Society. I hope that you'll hang in there with us. And the second half of the show, we will have some conversation and dialogue about where we are and the impact that this man had. Calvin, if you please.
What they truly advocate is socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor. I wish that I could say that this is just a passing phase in the cycle of our nation's life. Certainly times of war, times of reaction throughout the society. But I suspect that we are now experiencing the coming to the surface of a triple-pronged sickness that has been lurking within our body politic from its very beginning. That is the sickness of racism, excessive materialism, and militarism. Not only is this our nation's dilemma, it is the plague of Western civilization. As early as 1906, W.E.B. Du Bois prophesied that the problem of the 20th century will be the problem of the color line. Now, as we stand two-thirds into this crucial period of history, we know full well that racism is still that hound of hell which dogs the tracks of our civilization. Ever since the birth of our nation, white America has had a schizophrenic personality on the question of race. She has been torn between selves, a self in which she proudly professed the great principles of democracy, and a self in which she madly practiced the antithesis of democracy. This tragic duality has produced a strange indecisiveness and ambivalence toward the Negro, causing America to take a step backward simultaneously with every step forward on the question of racial justice, to be at once attracted to the Negro and repelled by him, to love and to hate him. And there has never been a solid, unified, and determined thrust to make justice a reality for Afro-Americans. The step backward has a new name today. It is called the white backlash. But the white backlash is nothing new. It is the surfacing of old prejudices, hostilities, and ambivalences that have always been there.
All right. The three evils of the society. And, you know, Dr. King spoke of racism, materialism, and militarism. And those things, this is, again, this speech is from 1967. As we move on with it, you will find how eerily connected to today's society that this speech was. Again, 58 years ago, Dr. King spake these words. And he spake these words in front of a mixed group of people. Dr. King didn't just speak to black people. He spoke to the overall society. And there were many whites who agreed totally with Dr. King, because he didn't just speak for the pain of black people. He spoke for the pain of poor whites, poor indigenous people, all of them. We're going to delve deeper into this great speech and then have some back and forth dialogue as we continue on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition. Jeff Wright, candidate for Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instructions, will be here live. We'll spend a half an hour getting to know him and why he wants the job. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel's cabinet delays a vote on a newly agreed-to Gaza ceasefire after Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses Hamas of reneging. Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer tells CBS Mornings.
We are going to work very carefully with all the parties to make sure this gets implemented on time. We fully expect it to do that.
Crews battling the California wildfires get a break today from calmer winds. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano.
This is day 9 of our offshore wind event, which will finally break this afternoon. That will help put a lid on some of those hot spots. It obviously hasn't not going to change the damage that was done here, but we'll take those onshore winds.
At the International Space Station.
NASA astronauts Nick Hague and Sonny Williams, if they have exited the Quest airlock and did buddy checks to make sure everything was A-OK.
One of two stranded astronauts stepped out on her first spacewalk since she arrived more than 7 months ago to do some repair work. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.